kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Boy, have I got something for you today. I had a fellow write me a couple of emails, and he had a very interesting proposal about the end days. As you know, I would never give dates, but he gave two possible dates, and this all has to do with Donald Trump and how he has recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Jewland, Israel. Pardon me while I clear my throat. So, let's see what he has to say. And I'll tell you what he's talking about. He's talking about the abomination of desolation. So it says, the abomination of desolation has stood where it should not in Jerusalem since the 6th of December 2012. Isn't it interesting? 6th of December. December is the 12th month, and 6 is 18. 666. Very interesting. That's what I'm coming up with there. Daniel says a period of 1290 days will follow. This brings us to the summer solstice of 2021. After this, according to Daniel, there will be a 45-day period. He calls him the Christ. He says, the Christ says that during these days, the sun will be darkened and there will be no light from the moon or stars. This brings us to around the 4th of August, 2021. Then the Christ will return with the army of angels to collect the elect. And of course, to destroy Edom. The alternative is the abomination of desolation started standing where it should, not on the 14th of May 2018, when the U.S. Embassy to Israel was dedicated. If this is the case, then the 45 days of darkness will happen in the winter of 2021/22. Perhaps this is why the Christ, what he meant when he said, pray that it does not happen in winter. So like the Christ said, no man knows the day or hour, but at least we have two alternatives. I believe the Christ will return around the 4th of August, 2021, and I pray he does not return in winter. And there's another email as well. I'm looking for that one. You know, Gmail can get a little tricky on you. You know what I mean? And so I'm just looking to see where it could be. Anyway, he talks about... Okay, here it is. This is his other email he wrote. And it says, on the 6th of December 2017, I was reading the Gospel of Mark when I came across something called the Abomination of Desolation, Mark 13 and 14, you know. And he said, I wondered what this was, and when I did, I had a vision of the flag of Israel raised and being blown by a breeze. The six-pointed star was clearly visible, and I remembered that it is also associated with the number of the beast, 666. Well, this is the first fellow that has ever agreed with me that I know of that the mark of the beast is on the Israeli flag. It really is the Israeli flag. And it does speak, does it not? There's a lot to it, but I believe that that is the mark of the beast, and this fellow does too. He says, the six-pointed star was clearly remembered. Right. He said, I thought maybe Israel is the abomination of desolation, and the place where it is standing is Palestine. This experience stunned me, so I decided to take a break and listen to the news on the radio. When I took note of the page number for future reference, I was even more stunned to find that it is 666. And to cap it all, the first news report told of how on that day Donald Trump and the USA had formally recognized Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel. It made sense. Israel is the abomination of desolation on the place where it is standing in Jerusalem. Very exciting information, but then I began to wonder, how long will it be till the end? On the 4th of August 2018, I got an answer. Daniel 12, 11 and 12. So then I wondered, what are these 45 days that follow the 1290 days? I got an answer when I continued to read Mark a couple of weeks ago. Yes, it took me 9 months, to return to Mark, but I needed to go on this journey to understand Mark 13, 24 through 27, where it seems to me that the question about the 45 days is answered. So in short, he's saying the tribulation began on the 6th of December 2017, when the abomination of desolation, Israel, stood where it should not in Jerusalem. It will last for 1290 days. Then there will commence a 45-day period where the sun will darken and there will be no light from the moon. Then at last the Christ will arrive with an army of angels to gather his elect. He says, less than 3 years and the enmity, Genesis 3:15, will be over. Well, I hope that's true. It would be nice if it was. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it is. And I would never give any dates, as you well know. But I will say that something is very wrong with this whole Trump thing. Number one, being called the Trump card. I believe, let me look it up real quick. let's say, the Trump card. Another friend emailed me and he said the Trump card is from the game of bridge. Well, it's in the Urban Dictionary, it says your most powerful option in succeeding at anything in life. Once used, the Trump card can rarely be used on the same person again. So it says in this that your most powerful option in succeeding at anything in life. They wanted to succeed in getting somebody. They were looking. They've been looking. The Jews have been looking and looking. I told you that their own Jew, Harry Truman, he was going to agree to it, and they had paid him $2 million to do it. And at the last minute, he struck out, he crossed out the part that recognized them as a nation or a state. Trump card definition here. It says, the Trump card is the winning card. If you play a trump card during a game of spades, it means that you take the whole trick. In general, something capable of making a decisive difference when used at the right moment in certain card games. Hello? Get it? In general, something capable of making a decisive difference. Well, he certainly has made a decisive difference, hasn't he? Used at the right moment. Isn't it funny? You know, I thought about this too. The fact that they were accusing him of this Russian kook conspiracy, which now has discredited the mainstream media. Praise the Father in heaven. Praise him. We've been praying for the destruction of the media, and they are doing all they can to destroy themselves. They're just like the Pope. They are discrediting themselves on a daily basis. And I'm so pleased that the world, no matter whether it's left or right or in the middle, are recognizing that the news is all garbage. The mainstream media news, the Jewish-controlled mainstream media, 96%, is trash. It's garbage. It's illegitimate. It is a waste of your time. It is lies and lies and made-up stories and false flags and all kinds of deceptions. Of course, the Jews are involved in all those things. But isn't it interesting that Trump has now been exonerated after he has done two things? What are those two things? We'll discuss that right now. I want you to listen to this. And I want you to know that if he's standing in Jerusalem while he's doing this, I'm not sure where he was standing, but he was on the second thing about the Golan Heights that I'll be talking about. But he is sort of declaring that he is God, Trump. Why do I say that? The Father said that these cursed Jews would never have a land of their own. Their predecessor, Cain, was told that the land would not yield to them and told that they would be vagabonds and wanderers. That's why they are the internationalists. They lived in every nation because they have no nation of their own, and they still don't. But Mr. Trump is going to play the Trump card and trump the Father in heaven, he thinks. And he's going to go against the will of most of the people in the world. And he's going to, when the Father says, no, they can't, he's going to say, yes, they can, and they are a nation. He's going to tell you in this next clip, I'm going to play it twice for you. He's going to tell you that they are a nation. What have I told you that they're trying to pull off? They're calling themselves a startup nation. They're saying they have a national anthem. They've been waiting for this moment for, I don't know, maybe 2,000 years or more. Certainly since 1948. And I am vehemently against it. I am livid about it. I have lost all respect for this Trump fellow. And I think he's played his card to show me who he is and who he stands for. I think we all understand that now. And after you hear this recording, when you hear the subsequent one, you will say, oh my goodness. Okay, you ready? Listen carefully, please. Kashab. I learned that from Pastor Steve yesterday when I was asking him about a few things in Hebrew. And he came across something that said, prick up your ears. I always say, prick up your ears like a German shepherd. And this also means listen closely or listen carefully. It's the word kashab. So I will say, kashab.
Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Acknowledging this is a fact is a necessary condition for achieving peace. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of the modern Israeli government. Today, we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality.
Okay, if you're not angry now, kashab yet again, and listen to what he's saying carefully. Try to catch everything.
Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Acknowledging this is a fact is a necessary condition for achieving peace. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of the modern Israeli government. Today, we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality.
He says it only makes sense and things like that, you know? He's now played the Trump card. You see, when I told you that in times past, you know, when you see criminals and you see different things that happen, the father has names on people for reasons. And I told you a great example of that is Bernie Madoff. Bernie, the Jew, he made off with the money. Remember? Well, this fellow's name is Trump. I just described to you what Trump means, and it fits the persona. And so the Trump card was played. And he declared that they have a right to have their own nation. That they have a right. Who is that right being declared to? That's the first question. And of course, you know who it's being declared to, the Father in heaven. He's just saying that to all of us, but these are accursed people. He's saying they're not. Now it gets stranger than this. You know, you don't know what I'm going to say to you next and different things, but wait till you see some of the things that go on here that make this even stranger. Okay, so we can get rid of the Trump card. Your most powerful option in succeeding at anything in life. the Trump card as the winning card. The Jews won, they think. Something capable of making a decisive difference. Well, he certainly has made a decisive difference when used at the right moment. Just reiterating real quickly. Okay. There's a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu shaking hands with Donald Trump. And this time, he looks so... I've never seen a vampire happy. But this vampire, if this is a smile, I don't know what it is. It's a gloating... It looks like it just feasted on some blood. But you know what I was saying? That now that he's done these two things, and this thing I'm talking about here, isn't it interesting that he's been exonerated from the kook, the Russia kook conspiracy, right? In other words, he's now off the hook. Not only that, but Nancy Pelosi had said, remember, I'm just reiterating these things. She said, oh, no, we don't have to impeach Trump anymore. I'm no longer going to seek that. Remember? And the title of the article was, does Nancy Pelosi know something we don't know, or know something? Does Nancy Pelosi know something? Yeah, she knows something, all right. She knows something. So, it says that Trump, they're calling him Blormf, just as, you know, because he's no longer a respected individual. Blormf officially declares Israeli sovereignty over Golan Heights. I kind of like to see what Golan means. Golan was a biblical city in the land of Israel. It was in the territory of Manasseh in Bashan. Golan was the most northerly of the three cities of refuge east of the Jordan River. Manasseh gave this city to the Gershonite Levites, according to the Bible. The Israelites conquered Golan from the Amorites. You see the parallel? Huh? Anything else here? I'm just looking real quick. Golan. What does Golan mean? Well, nobody seems to be giving the meaning. Oh, it's passage. Let's see. The name Golan is passage, revolution. Okay? So it's a good thing we looked that up, eh? Took a minute or two to get it, but there it is. It means passage, revolution. All right, so... back to the article here. It's only fitting that this is the first thing Trump decides to do after the Russia coup conspiracy hoax comes to an end. Well, of course, it's right at the same time. He officially signed the proclamation declaring Israel sovereignty over the Golan Heights today. Who is this man that he can just sign over somebody else's land? Why would the world agree to him? These are questions. This man is acting like he's a god. He gets to decide over the Heavenly Father, Yahweh himself, that these cursed Jews can have a nation of their own, and then he can give them somebody else's land too? Well, of course, it's the same thing. And this is an abomination of desolation for sure. I don't know if it's the one that we're talking about, but He's claiming he is God, really, in a sense, when you really look at this. He's claiming that his will shall supersede that of the Heavenly Father's will. The trump card. Mr. Drumpf. And I can't express to you the look on Netanyahu's face while he's shaking the hands. We got him now again. The same look. Only his mouth is open. I've never seen a happy vampire before. And Mr. Trump card says, "Today it was my great honor to welcome Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel back to the White House, where I signed a presidential proclamation recognizing..." So he signed a presidential proclamation. So the president of America can just sign over somebody's land somewhere else. It says the signing ceremony was disgusting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was there with his kike son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and he had this smug look on his face and stood in the back as he stood in the background. This is nothing but another Jewish land grab. The rest of the international community does not recognize the Golan Heights as part of the Zionist terror empire. Shilling for Israel is one thing, but this type of extreme shilling is retarded, especially since MAGA has gone nowhere, making America great again, and it is going to go nowhere. And so he says that he can screw with this make Israel great again garbage. But it gets even crazier, ladies and gentlemen. It gets even crazier. This fellow Pompeo has come out and said some very interesting things. He's absolutely a Zionist, and no wonder he's in One thing he said is, Mike Pompeo says that Donald Trump was sent by God to be the savior of the Jews. So Trump had tweeted this, "After 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which is of critical strategic and security importance to the state of Israel and regional stability." He didn't call it a nation there, did he? This is lunacy. It is illegal. But given the state of things at present, not especially surprising. Trump exists to serve the Jews. This is what MIGA is all about. MIGA, make Israel great again. They never were great, and they never will be. What was a little bit surprising, at least a little bit, is that Mike Pompeo went on the Christian Broadcasting Network after the announcement and said that Donald Trump has been chosen by the Jewish God to save the Jewish race. The CBN guy asked Pompeo, "Could it be that Donald Trump has been sort of raised for such a time as this, just like Queen Esther, to help save the Jewish people from an Iranian menace?" Number one, that's twisted. It wasn't the Jewish people that were being saved. It was the Israelite people. And the Jews aren't Israelites. And Pompeo says, as a Christian... Yeah. You mean as a Jewish version of Christian, an abominable Christian? As a Christian, I certainly believe that's possible, Pompeo added. I am confident that the Lord is at work here. You sure are confident that Baal is at work here. You sure are. For those of you who don't know, well, we don't have to go into that, the Book of Esther. They don't understand these things. Now, remember I told you about this Barry Weiss, little Jewess, and she's calling to blot out the nation of Amalek. I told you they call us Amalek. But you see, I proved to you that Amalek, the Amalekites, were descendants of Esau and Edom. And so this Jewess has made a very big mistake here by calling us Amalek. She says, this Shabbat is called the Shabbat of Remembrance, in which Jews are asked to remember and to blot out the nation of Amalek. Infamous for murdering the weakest, most defenseless Israelites, among Amalek's modern heirs, the terrorist who gunned down innocents in New Zealand. So that's just one thing that this... This fellow has said. He also said, it says in another article that he said it's possible Trump was sent to save the Jewish people. So, does that mean he's the Antichrist? We already know the Jews are the Antichrist, but is this Antichrist Trump here to save the Antichrist? Another thing that he said, listen to this, because they want to go after Iran. They want revenge on Iran. They've been waiting for it. The people of Iran helped the true Israelites get over the Caucasus Mountains and get into Europe, where we made our nations. We are the Israelites. And they want revenge against Iran. It says here, Pompeo says God may have sent Trump to save Israel from Iran. Is that the Lord again? Pompeo says Trump is like the biblical queen who saved the Jews. Another false thing. Pompeo at AIPAC says anti-Zionism is anti-Jewishism. So if you don't agree that the Jews should have a nation of their own and go against the Heavenly Father, you are an anti-Jew. You know the term we won't use. So if you're anti them having their own land and stealing that land from other people and now more land at the same time, then you're an anti-Jew. And you want to know something, Mr. Pompeo? You're absolutely right. We are anti-Zionism, and we are anti-Jew, too. Yes. And more people in the world are anti-Jew, too, now, Mr. Pompeo. And your god Baal is not going to be able to do anything about that. Other things this fellow said... Pompeo says... U.S. to expand ban on foreign aid to groups that provide or, let's see. I just have to bring up the story real quick. If it'll come up. So this Pompeo fellow has been saying quite a lot of things, as you see. And it's God, it's the Lord who's doing all this. Pompeo says U.S. to expand ban on foreign aid groups that provide or promote abortion. So now he's trying to play the other side of the deal. The whole Democratic Party... which is the Communist Party in America, has always wants these babies to be killed. Now, what does Pompeo's name mean? Pompeo, as a boy's name, is of Italian and Latin origin. The meaning of Pompeo is five, from the word Pompeii. Also, possibly from the Greek, the word pempo, meaning the person in charge. Pompey was a Roman statesman and military man, and Caesar's main rival. Now, the Jews, of course, would like to be at rivalry with a Caesar, a king. So you can see why Pompeo's in office, can you not? You see why he's the Secretary of State? Is it clear to you now that he's pro-Jew 1,000% all the way? And that's the world you're living in today. This is what's going on. And so we see now Donald Trump. We can see where he's coming from. He has no intention of making America great again. His idea of making America great again is to support Israel to the hilt. And he thinks that by helping Israel and doing everything that they want him to do, that makes America great again. But he doesn't know. Imagine a man like this. He thinks he's so super intelligent and everything. And, of course, they give him credit because he made all kinds of money and he's worked with the Jews all of his life. He's surrounded by Jews in his family. He keeps appointing more and more Jews in his cabinet. One Jew gets demeaned, the next one comes in. He's playing professional wrestling through the media, trying to show you he's on America's side. When he says make America great again, he's not talking about what you think he is. This is professional wrestling. It just so happens that this is tit for tat. He gets excused and exonerated from this problem that he had with the Russian coup conspiracy. And on top of this, Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on several things and is in a lot of trouble for fraud and all kinds of things, and his wife frauding the government. And all of a sudden, the election is coming in this spring, and this timing happens where now Benjamin Netanyahu probably will be reelected again. And then the trouble will just go away. Just as it did with this juicy smell-it thing, as Steve calls them. They just exonerated this fellow. They said they didn't exonerate him. And I'll be talking about that on the news today. It cost him $10,000 to get off. And so the people are able to pull off hoaxes and get away with it. We're seeing that the justice system is so warped out of whack. And then they'll do something else and say that Obamacare is unconstitutional. And they've agreed with that it is. So they try to pretend that they're a justice system that's performing correctly and operating with health, but it's not. It's so far out of whack that the blacks can be judges and people that can exonerate blacks just because they're black. Not because, you know, the police officers and the mayor even said that this guy should not get off, which is hard to believe. The mayor would say such a thing, the scumbag that he is. But remember that Juicy Smellett is half Jew, half Negroid. And he's got the Drac hair. What is that? That's the look at his picture and you'll see that he has the widow's peak. I call it Dracula hair, Drac hair. This world is swirling down the toilet. There's no doubt about it. And so Donald Trump probably will serve the next 4 years, and that's probably what this all means. We're at the point, it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat, it's the same boss, same as the old boss, as the song says. We won't get fooled again. Well, that song lives on, and we got fooled again. Of course, I didn't get fooled. I told you, if you go back to Saxon's Creed shows back before that, I said, well, there's a chance, but I don't buy it. I did a report on Trump that shows that he has Jewish blood in his veins. He's a Scottish fellow, but he's got Jew blood in his veins. And time tells all, and I think you understand now that this man pretends he prays to the Father in heaven. And you can see that that's all just for show. See, his heart is far from the Father. He would have never done such a thing. If he had been seeking the truth and knew what the truth was and was actually praying to the Father and meaning it. You know, this woman said on this Western show, Rawhide, she says, the people that pray the loudest are the biggest hypocrites. And I never heard that before, and I thought, wow, that's very interesting and very true. That's how the Pharisees did it. They liked to do it in public, and if they gave a donation or if they gave something into the donation pot or whatever you call it, the offering pot, they'd show it to everybody and made sure everybody knew that they gave a donation. So the ones that pray the loudest are the biggest hypocrites, Mr. Trump. You're not going to ever tell me that you're praying to my Father in heaven and that your heart is near his heart. Your heart is far from him because you've gone against his will and you have declared yourself a god of sorts that you could supersede the judgment and will of the everlasting Father. It's like the judges that pretend to supersede you. You're pretending to supersede the Father's judgment. But you shall not win, and you shall not supersede his judgment. Israel is not a nation. It's stolen land. It's stolen property. And you can play like it's a nation. You can say it's not a nation. My Father says no. Period. You aren't anything compared to my Father. As a matter of fact, you're an abomination. And maybe you are the abomination of desolation. Who knows? Claiming that you are God. I really don't know. I think the fellow's email was interesting. And it was interesting that he agrees with me that that is the mark of the beast. The Israeli flag. It speaks, like I said. It speaks, well, how does it speak? It speaks when they're able to get away with all the things they're getting away with. It speaks when you see our politicians put the Israeli flag before the American flag. It speaks in all kinds of ways. It speaks through the politicians like Mr. Pompeo, who is an absolute bootlicker of Israel. He's a bootlicker. He's a worthless man because he has shown And I'm not sure that Mr. Pompeo does not have the Sicilian connection. I would think that it's possible. I'll look into it when I have a chance. But it's very possible that he has the Sicilian connection. You see, when you see Nancy Pelosi shilling for the Jews, and she told you that if America's currency goes down and that's the end of it, we'll still send billions to Israel, something has to ring in your head. When you see the Italian Cuomo governor saying that he will not sign in the budget or anything like that unless they do child ritual murder sacrifice, a.k.a. abortion, you know something's afoot, that there's something wrong. And I've already declared that he has the Sicilian connection and that he has Jewish blood running through his veins. So does Pelosi. You see, Italian people, supposedly, they like to show you the mafia. And they like to show you that they're family people and they love their family to no end. But they can just go out and kill everybody that's possibly killable. But they love their family. It's easy to love your own, but to love a stranger, it's different, isn't it? And they love everybody that's part of our thing. Remember I told you that Cosa Nostra means our thing. And the devil says, do your own thing, which means I'll give you the law, do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law. Do your own thing shall be the law. Our thing shall be the law. Can you see the connections? You know, it's amazing that these kinds of things are easily connected. I also told you that during the documentary about the mafia, the fellow said near the end of this thing that democracy, that the mob, or the mob, that they could not have operated without democracy. It was important that democracy was the form of government so that they could operate. Now, they had to operate without democracy for a while, but once democracy was in, it made it much easier for them to operate. We're living in a time, folks, when you've got to educate yourself. This is something I've said, and I feel I really should say this again. There's the education that you get from the world, and there's the education that you get from educating yourself. May I again suggest that you begin your education, that you put aside silly things and put aside things that are unimportant and begin to seek for the truth in all things. Remember, I told you the devil wants to waste your time. If you keep on getting your perspective from the Jewish lens, you're going to go further into delusion. I was thinking, me? Thinking? Well, remember I told you this, that you should turn off all the gadgets in your house and just sit and think. But I was thinking that in the scriptures, the Father talks about cursed generations. And one thing that I find interesting about this thought is that we find that it's hard to reach our people today. And you may be saying, why is that so? Why is it hard to reach the people today? Well, I'll explain it to you. It is very possible that, especially like the boomer generation, it's possible that they are a cursed generation. Fat, dumb, and happy, turned away from the Father. And when you're trying to reach them, you're trying to reach a cursed generation. Some still can be reached, but the bulk are cursed. Now, I'm not saying that is so. I'm saying that that is a great possibility. And now you know why you're trying to beat a drum. You're trying to get through to some people, and you're saying, I don't know why I can't reach these people. I don't know why. Well, there's your possibility on why. Also, I had had a question in the scriptures, and I wanted to mention this to you because this ought to ring true to you. The Father tells us to be a separate people and to live amongst ourselves. And yet we know the tares are to always be with us, correct? And then the tares bring other people to live amongst us. But we're still to remain. We're not really supposed to have them in our nations, but this is the way it works. It just so happens tares grow with the wheat. And you know what he said, do not pull up the tares unless you pull up some of the wheat with it. Well, I had this question. If this is the way it's supposed to be, and we're supposed to be a separate people, then why, when we came out of Egypt, did he allow a mixed multitude to come along with us, which caused us all kinds of problems? They vexed us. It tells us not to vex the stranger, but they vex us. Why would the Father bring a vexation with us? And I had no answer. But as I prayed about it and I thought about it, all of a sudden it came to me. I have told you that this whole thing is about a test. That the tares are among us because it's part of the test. Well, the Father brought the test with the Israelites. And that test caused a lot of problems for the Israelites. You see, the Father could have just let the water fall on the mixed multitude, and they would have not been with the Israelites, and the Israelites probably would have been very successful. But see, that's easy. That's the easy way. When you have the temptations brought along with you, and the people that are trying to influence you by their complaining and on and on and on and teach you their bad habits and on it goes, the test is being tested. They might have not had to go 40 years had they passed the test. But the problem is by bringing the mixed multitude along with them, they failed the test. And therefore, they were penalized. I've never heard that before, and I think it is an amazing revelation. Because I could never understand why there would be a mixed multitude coming out of Egypt with the Israelites. It just doesn't make any sense. But now it does. I think you agree, right? See, these are nuggets that bring the heart joy. And when I get answers, he didn't answer me with an audible voice. It just all of a sudden dawned on me. Oh, that's why. I was very like, I don't know, man. This don't make, you know, this is not me. This, you know, this is against the Father's will. He says to be a separate people. Well, When he means separate or holy, he means that we not be involved with these people. Now, ultimately, it would be nice if we lived in our own nations without any of these people. But it just so happens that these tares grow among the wheat. And he declared, it's his garden, it's his business. He said to leave the tares with the wheat until the end. Leave the sheep with the goats. Leave the goats with the sheep, I mean. And so that's it. And there's your answer. And it makes pure sense to me. Now, the Judeo-Christian would say that, no, all people are equal, and that's why he brought them with them. Or some kind of twisted logic. But that ain't the case, as they say. I could say that's not the case, but I just said that ain't the case. How do you like that? I love the Father so much, and I appreciate all of his mercies, and he supplies our needs, and he takes care of us, and he protects us from depressions and things like that. I was talking to somebody about that today. And with all that we know, we could be a depressed people. I mean, as far as purposeless or whatever, or just giving up or something. But no, the truth fortifies us. His righteousness fortifies us. When you put on the breastplate of righteousness, etc. I am running out of time, folks. But the truth will bolster you and keep you up. And keep you, and the joy of the Father will keep you from this depression. Turn to him today. Not to a religion, but turn to the Heavenly Father Yahweh. And call on him to help you. I suggest you do this, and I don't think that you will be sorry for doing so. He will meet your needs. He will reduce your stress. He will show you your potential. And he will keep you and give you a longer life and give you wisdom and knowledge that you may not perish. I hope that you listen and you turn to him today.
Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wonder what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. Stop working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the sun is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just